Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden says three aerial objects shot down by the US in recent days appear to have nothing to do with China. Mr. Biden told reporters they were probably being used by private companies or for research purposes. He said there was no evidence of a rise in threats from the skies, but called for clearer rules about how suspicious objects should be dealt with in future.
We have to keep adapting our approach to dealing with these challenges. That's why I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
A special grand jury in the US state of Georgia has discovered no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. That's a rejection of arguments by Donald Trump, who has repeatedly claimed the result was rigged. Several witnesses were found to have lied under oath during the investigation. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced that he will deploy Navy ships off the coast of Haiti, which is going through a major political and economic crisis. Mr. Trudeau met the Haitian leader Ariel Henry during a regional summit in the Bahamas. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha has the details.
The Haitian government has been calling for international military help to tackle the powerful criminal gangs that have taken control of many parts of the country. Last year, the gangs seized the main maritime terminal for nearly 2 months, which led to severe shortages of fuel and food. The situation has deteriorated sharply since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July 2022. But Canada, the US and the European countries have so far refused to commit to military intervention.
One of China's most important tech investors has been reported missing. The private investment bank China Renaissance says they cannot contact the company's billionaire founder, Bao Fan. This report from Ian McWilliam.
China Renaissance announced to the Hong Kong Stock Exchange that they'd been unable to contact their founder and key shareholder, Bao Fan, for some days. He's considered to be one of China's top dealmakers and investors in the tech sector, working to finance startups and bringing together prospective partners. The president of the Beijing-based China Renaissance Group, Zhong Lin, was detained by the authorities last September, according to media reports. The speculation that Bao Fan's disappearance may be related. He's the latest in a long list of top financial executives who've disappeared, often in relation to corruption investigations and a crackdown by Beijing on the country's tech companies.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC in London. The family of the Hollywood actor Bruce Willis says he has frontotemporal dementia, which affects behaviour and language. Willis, who starred in blockbuster films such as Die Hard and Pulp Fiction, is 67. He announced his retirement in spring last year following a diagnosis of aphasia, which causes difficulties with speech. The actor's family said his condition had since worsened. The US traffic safety body has told the carmaker Tesla to fix self-driving software problems in more than 360,000 of its vehicles. Tesla says it will release a free software fix. Here's Samira Hussein.
This self-driving technology for Tesla is a big part of its business plan. But what tests have shown is that there have been incidents in which some of these technologies have caused some accidents. In this particular software update instance, they're saying that there could be some issues when going through traffic circles or going through intersections. They're constantly updating this kind of software, and there's a lot of safety concerns regarding it.
The CEO of the video platform YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, says she's stepping down after 9 years in the post. She'll take up an advisory role at YouTube's parent company, Alphabet, which also owns Google. Ms. Wojcicki said one of Google's first employees. She began working for the founder, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, 25 years ago, after she'd rented them her garage to develop their search engine. The foreign ministers of Mali, Guinea and Burkina Faso are in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, ahead of an African Union summit to lobby to be let back into the organisation. All three countries were suspended from the African Union and the regional grouping ECOWAS following military coups. Mali's foreign minister said the suspensions were hindering the desire of all three Sahel countries. BBC News.